Long pencil rays of sunlight shone through, and the wavy shadow of a bush outside danced on the gold lines. Now it was still. Now it began to flutter again, and now it came almost as far as her feet. Zoom, zoom! A bluebottle knocked against the ceiling. The carpet tacks had little bits of red fluff sticking to them. The dining-room window had a square of coloured glass at each corner. One was blue and one was yellow. Keisha bent down to have one more look at a blue lawn with blue arum lilies growing at the gate, and then at a yellow lawn with yellow lilies and a yellow fence. As she looked, a little Chinese Lottie came out to the lawn and began to dust the tables and chairs with a corner of her pinafore. Was that really Lottie? Keisha was not quite sure until she had looked through the ordinary window. Upstairs in her father's and mother's room she found a pillbox, black and shiny outside and red in, holding a blob of cotton wool. I could keep a bird's egg in that, she decided. In a servant girl's room there was a stay button stuck in a crack of the floor, and in another crack some beads and a long needle. She knew there was nothing in her grandmother's room. She had watched her pack. She went over to the window and leaned against it, pressing her hands against the pane. Keisha liked to stand so before the window. She liked the feeling of the cold shining glass against her hot palms, and she liked to watch the funny white tops that came on her fingers when she pressed them hard against the pane. As she stood there, the day flickered out and dark came. With the dark crept the wind, snuffling and howling. The windows of the empty house shook. A creaking came from the walls and floors. A piece of loose iron on the roof banged forlornly. Keisha was suddenly quite, quite still, with wide-open eyes and knees pressed together. She was frightened. She wanted to call Lottie and to go on calling all the while she ran downstairs and out of the house, but it was just behind her, waiting at the door, at the head of the stairs, at the bottom of the stairs, hiding in the passage, ready to dart out at the back door. But Lottie was at the back door, too. Keisha, she called cheerfully. The storeman's here. Everything is on the dray, and three horses, Keisha. Mrs. Samuel Josephs has given us a big shawl to wear around us, and she says to button up your coat. She won't come out because of asthma. Lottie was very important. Now then, you kids, called the storeman. He hooked his big thumbs under their arms, and up they swung. Lottie arranged the shawl most beautifully, and the storemen tucked up their feet in a piece of old blanket. "Lift up. Easy does it." They might have been a couple of young ponies. The storeman felt over the cords holding his load, unhooked the brake chain from the wheel, and, whistling, he swung up beside them. "Keep close to me," said Lottie, "because otherwise you pull the shawl away from my side, Keisha." But Keisha edged up to the storeman. He towered beside her, big as a giant, and he smelled of nuts and new wooden boxes.